Today will surely bring its shares of doubts and concerns, so for now, let's pause for a moment of encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare of Tony Hare Ministries.
Have you ever felt down? Have you ever gone through something and felt no one could help you? Have you experienced times when you knew you had to go through something to get somewhere else, but had second thoughts about it? Have you ever prayed for God to change a situation that you knew you needed to go through to make things better for others? We've all experienced troubling times and we've considered turning around, but there was something on the inside of us inspiring us to press on. I have talked with many people who in times like these have tapped into something greater than themselves. That which they tapped into has always been there, but did not manifest until they experienced the most trying time in their life. It was during the greatest trial of their life that they found out they were able to encourage others the most. They've asked me, "Where do you think that ability came from?" Here's what I shared with them. In Mark chapter 14, verses 32 through 41, it is written, "Then they came to a place which was named Gethsemane. And he said to his disciples, 'Sit here while I pray.' And he took Peter, James, and John with him and began to be troubled and deeply distressed. Then he said to them, 'My soul is exceedingly sorrowful, even to death. Stay here and watch.' He went a little farther and fell on the ground and prayed that if it were possible, the hour might pass from him. And he said, 'Abba, Father, all things are possible to you. Take this cup from me. Nevertheless, not what I will, but what you will.' Then he came and found them sleeping and said to Peter, 'Simon, are you sleeping? Could you not watch 1 hour? Watch and pray, lest ye enter into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak.'" This was the most trying time of Jesus' walk on earth. He was born for this very moment and was now about to face his arrest, his trial, and crucifixion. He cried out and his sweat became blood. He was troubled and deeply distressed, but still found time to encourage Peter, James, and John. In his time of dire need, he found the strength to encourage his disciples. Earlier, I shared with you that I'd been asked where did this ability to encourage others when you need it more comes from. Where do we find the strength to encourage when we are going through? We must tap into the power of the Holy Spirit that indwells us as a result of accepting Christ as Lord and Savior. We have been empowered to encourage others when they need it more because of what Jesus did at Calvary. You have the power to encourage others when you need it more. Let God's will be done through you. Be the strength that others need. He will strengthen you when you reach out to serve others. Don't think it strange. It's strong. That's who you are, mighty men and women of valor, more than conquerors. You have the strength to encourage in times of your greatest weakness. These are just a few words to encourage and remind you to keep the main thing, the main thing.
Join us each weekday morning for Moment of Encouragement. Discover more when you download the free Tony Hare Ministries app on your mobile device. Hear the latest message, start your personal Bible reading plan, customize your private journal, and much more. Download the free Tony Hare Ministries app today.